never thought I'd actually play not one, but two Glee casts in a row. I can only put it down to the fact that obviously Ryan Jenkins had a sort of impact in terms of his choreographic routine. OK, we had Fiona Hardingham live from Los Angeles. Richard Fitzwilliams, of course, with his international Who's Who perspective. Eunice Gayson, the first ever Bond girl, and indeed the choreographer and director of the Glee Mania show, Ryan Jenkins. And now, the piece de resistance. Fran, I know you're very excited to meet the actor who actually portrayed the headmaster in Hollyoaks.
Yay!
She may be only 15, but she still remembers you, Malcolm Tomlinson. How are you?
I'm extremely well, Alex. Thank you very much. I can't believe it's that exciting.
Well, I don't know, because when you said, well, you had a gap, and then you sort of came back a few years, and sort of for that. Did you catch his earlier appearances in Hollyoaks?
No, I only saw the 2009 one.
The 2009 ones, right.
Right, okay, yeah. No, I go back ages, ladies. Yeah. Back to the late 1990s when I was first drafted in there, but you would have been mere slips of things then.
If indeed born, basically. You know, that's the key thing from that point of view. There we are. We had a very exciting request as well from Francesca, because Francesca is somebody who, in the not-too-distant future, Malcolm, will be doing some voiceover jingles for and various other promos as our main go-to person when it comes to doing jingles and promotional stuff and so on and so forth. In fact, with our mum, Leslie Furman, they're going to be doing the Quirky News show on our sister service, Southside Broadcasting. But Fran also said, I'd really like to speak to that wonderful person who played Jazz in the fabulous sort of wonderful world of not Bend It Like Beckham, but by the same director, Angus Thames and Purpose and Perfect Snogging.
You got there, Alex.
Yeah, yes. Did you see what I was doing there? Just teasing people. You know, just thinking, he's lost it. He's going. It's a bit like sort of Jodie and the Six Degrees of Separation. Keeping, you get there in the end.
Get there in the end. Can I just? I haven't had the chance to say that, but yes,
right.
I have.
You did, exactly. I mean, we celebrate that fact, Jodie. Yes. Yeah. People are sort of still with us might have given up the will to live. I'll go back to Jodie's party trick in a few moments, Malcolm. You might like to test them in a few things. Anyway, this is your chance, Francesca, to actually find out from her father how Eleanor Tomlinson is doing in this ace movie that she's been filming with the delights of Ewan McGregor and others called Jack the Giant Killer at this moment in time. If you wish, you may not be interested. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm very interested. I didn't even know he was her father, to be honest.
Yeah, you see, I tell them these things.
No one told me this.
I show them the photograph of the time we went to Redcar with Jack Lynn and yourself and Eleanor and Louise Rigg. And I just over their heads, basically. I might as well just talk into an echo chamber. I don't know.
Two and two together comes out five.
It's kids today, what can you say? In it, possibly, several times. Anyway, over to you.
Are they actually filming another one in the series of
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snowy? Not unless it's been converted into... Oh, is there something you know that I don't, Malcolm? Which is unlikely.
No, on that score, no, definitely not. I mean, the girls were contracted for three movies originally, because that was the plan, because, as you probably know, there's quite a few books. Mm. Whilst the movie was tremendously well-received in Europe, it never actually got an American release, only on DVD, and that was really this sort of crunch thing, really. They decided that there were all sorts of problems around the title, because the title of the book is Angus Thongs and...
Perfect Snogging.
Full
Frontal, yes.
That's right. So there's a problem with the title. The Americans didn't like that. And then there was all sorts of other issues with the language in there. You know, it's very sort of
fruity
teenage language, and they thought the Americans wouldn't really
understand.
Sadly, even though the movie's made quite a lot of money and it's been very successful, they decided they weren't going to do any sequels in the end.
I bought a DVD copy and I thought of you, Malcolm. I thought, at least this is putting a couple of pennies back in the whole thing, so there we are.
Well, it might have gone into Eleanor's Building Society account, not mine.
You don't want to see what Leslie's just held up to the... It's obsessed as a choreographer, still, never mind. Good news. I mean, interesting enough, talking about the whole business of show, I mean, Eunice Gayson was talking about her daughter, who was, could you believe this, Malcolm, that Kate Gayson, when she was actually given a small role in GoldenEye, even though the daughter of Eunice, etc., she ended up on the cutting room floor.
outrageous.
I thought so.
But it does happen, doesn't it? I mean, they shoot so much footage, Alex, you know, for a two-hour movie, a one-hour 50 movie, or in the case of a Bond film, probably a two-hour 10 movie. But, you know, they probably shoot, what, about nearly 3 hours footage? And yeah, then, you know,
Still, you know, at least we have to say Eleanor did a fantastic role in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, and again, that's another sort of DVD which I thought, yeah, I'll work through that.
Yeah,
continues.
Good, thank you.
We won't talk about the South African experience with Pierce Brosnan, because that was a different line entirely, but still.
That was a bit of a no-no, but this one, Jack the Giant Killer, she's just finished, she's expecting that, or they're all expecting it to be released sort of May, June. She plays the leading lady, Princess Isabel, and it's with Ewan McGregor and Bill Nighy, and a young man that the girls will definitely know, called Nicholas Holt, from Skins. He's
shaking of the heads from our T-side crew. Plus, it's a bit too adult for them. A bit too adult for them, Nicholas Holt. You know, what the hell? You know, Skins. If you said In Between Us, then I would have said, oh, yeah, fantastic. But no, Skins, different line entirely.
Okay. Well, what about a boy? Do you remember that film with Hugh Grant?
Oh, yes.
He was the boy.
Then. Exactly.
But now he's now a young man.
It happens. I mean, look at Christian Bale. You know, he was so innocent in Empire of the Sun. Now he's Batman. You know, what can we say? Our very own Jamie Bell from Teesside. He went down, did a bit of ballet, and now he's become a sort of Tintin person. He's playing Hergé's Adventures. Anything else you want to chat to Malcolm about, Fran? Because this is your time. I mean, you know, we've spoken to Fiona Hardingham in Los Angeles, Richard Fitzwilliams, but I feel this is the chance for you to get down with the Hollyoaks headmaster.
It's pretty good, that. Yeah. I love Hollyoaks, so it's good.
Report to my office, please, Fran.
Tell you what, if you give me a part, then I will. You've worked in so many different TV series. I wondered if there was one that you'd enjoyed more than the others.
Well, do you know, I guess I'd have to say, well, there are two, actually. I really enjoyed Cold Feet. That was a fantastic experience. That's probably a little bit before your time as well. But most recently, I played a character in Emmerdale called Bruce Baines, and that was great fun because he was a really sort of nasty piece of work, and it's so much more fun playing people who are a bit edgy and a bit nasty rather than goody-goodies.
Was he Australian, Malcolm?
No, why did I say it with an Australian accent?
I just thought Bruce Baines and
Alan. Oh, I'm with you.
I do have Fran sort of working the English language there. Series. It's wonderful. Plural.
You know what I meant.
Don't mess with her. She's off camping this weekend. Leslie, any thoughts you'd like to put to Malcolm? Possibly horse racing tips? Because I did actually say, Malcolm, and whether it's Graham or whether it's Leslie and Fran, in the very near future, hopefully we'll be joining you once again in a commentary box somewhere in the north of England.
Well, I shall look forward to that. And by the way, Alex, if you want to check out where I'm going to be in the future, lovely Natalie Smith has now finished my website. It is up there. All the recent dates are on it.
This is splendid stuff in so many magical ways. I'm almost going to have
to. When I say it's up there, it's not completely finished, but it's getting there. Yeah, it's getting there.
Well, actually, that leads me quite nicely into my question for you, Malcolm. How did you actually get into the horse racing commentary?
Oh, gosh, that was a complete fluke. It's kind of a very long story short. I'd always been interested in horses and horse racing, and it'd been a bit of a hobby, and I grew up sort of riding horses in rural Yorkshire. But I was doing a pantomime in London with a guy called John Noakes, who you may or may not remember, he used to be a presenter on Blue
Peter.
His agent asked me I wanted to do some voice work in the city, and it turned out to be a company just recording weather forecasts onto a computer for people to phone up and listen to. And they had a studio next door. I went in to have a look around in the studio next door, and it was a horse racing studio, and they were doing commentaries. And I got chatting to a guy at the back, and he back to the studio for about 20 minutes. He said, excuse me, who are you? And I said, I'm an actor. I'm doing some work next door for this weather company. And he said, well, do you want to come and do some work for us? And through that, I met loads of commentators. And instead of just presenting this program about horse racing, they said, well, you should be out on course commentating. And it sort of came from there, really.
Right, fantastic.
Specialist routine. Or as we often like to say,
Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Natalie Smith. the go-to girl for web design.
And she is, even though she doesn't return our calls. We don't know where she's is. She comes in there. It's important it's actually there, because let's face it, she was part of the Bond calendar theme last year, as far as the Midweek Drive was actually concerned. But then again, there's always the classic...
Being a guest on the Midweek Drive is more than a privilege, an honour, or a life-changing experience. Somehow it's a combination of all three, and an affirmation of one's commitment to excellence in broadcasting. And that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. Lincoln's gift to the world.
And, you know, next Wednesday we have the return of Phil Leonis, but we also have celebrity therapist and indeed psychoanalyst and indeed erstwhile actress as well, because she's done a fair amount of voice work as well. Lucy Beresford is with us. So time to celebrate and rejoice from that point of view. She's fantastic. Malcolm, where are you commentating today?
I'm actually doing some voiceovers in Leeds today, so that's why I'm staying over in this hotel. I've got to nip out fairly shortly, but I'm at Newcastle tomorrow.
Yep.
Evening meeting, red car on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Another evening meeting, your neck of the woods, and I'm at Beverly on Sunday afternoon.
It's just all go, and obviously MalcolmTomlinson.com, is that the official website?
It's MalcolmTomlinson.co.uk.
.co.uk.
I don't know why, but it is.
Okay. Well, we'll work our way through that, because clearly it'll sort of pave the way for the next round of things, because it's far too long since you were last in the studio. And indeed, Ross Tomlinson and Judith, of course, your wonderful number two as well.
Indeed.
Without whom the career of Danny LaRue would not have been as fantastic as it is. As it was. You know, I could say that. Danny's looking down, you know, from on high. He's thinking, oh, that wonderful Judith Smith. I always find it slightly scary. But never mind. That's what happens when you get dressed up in women's clothing.
Well, that was a very good impersonation.
Did you think so? I was just going to
ask you if you had the full slap on behind the desk.
Yeah, it was bad enough coming in at 6:45 this morning and finding out that we were changing studios again. But never mind. It was followed by Leslie actually doing some choreographing work about Michael Jackson's Thriller. Malcolm, would you like to ask Jodie Orton and Leslie Furman and Francesca Furman how they found the experience of not only doing the Midweek Drive last night, but also the Midweek Drive Morning Edition this morning?
Well, Leslie, Francesca and Jodie, how did you enjoy your experience in the Siren studio last night and this morning?
Oh, it's fantastic, Malcolm, of course. When you're working with somebody as sensational as Alex, how could it be anything else?
Will you come back and do it again?
Yes, definitely.
Yay, well, that's the main thing.
Bottom line there. What about yourself, Malcolm? Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
I've enjoyed it, as ever. Thank you, Alex.
And are you coming back to join us live in the studio, or indeed telephonically in the very near future as well?
Just try and stop me.
Splendid.